Joined on the pregame show by Christian Worley, now one of the Chiefs' most reliable relievers over the last few months. Christian, had to catch up with you. It's been an incredible stretch for you, really, over the last about 2 months, sub-2 ERA. What's clicked for you?
I think finding the strike zone is definitely where we start off. And then just adding my secondary pitch, my sweeper. And then, yeah, everything's just been kind of clicking, and I've just been going out there and attacking the zone. And I met with Elliot Cox, our mental performance coach, around the time where I was struggling in May, and we put a game plan together, and it seems to be working. So thankful for that.
And that mental side of the game, is that something that you had worked on previously at all?
Yeah, of course, like, from college all the way to getting drafted, like we had like a little bit of mental work, but now we have an actual mental performance coach, and that aspect is like, it's helped a lot. I would say like being able to meet with someone one-on-one to kind of go over like your weaknesses that you struggle with, and then try to implement something that they've created into the game is really valuable.
Sure. Now, being that your performance has improved and you're kind of like a closer type of guy right now for the team, you got thrown into an elephant of a situation yesterday, bases loaded in the eighth inning. On that mental side of the game, how do you keep yourself calm in those bigger spots?
I would say you just treat it like every other situation, honestly. No matter what you do, you're always coming into the game and you're trying to strike the batter out. So that was my approach every single time, and get ahead and then make a good two-strike pitch. You know, you can only take it one pitch at a time, so it's just got to keep it simple. That's the best way to do it.
Yeah, simple enough. I know you talked about a few improvement points for you. Yeah. The sweeper, notably, that's a pitch that even we notice from up in the booth, is really, really sharp. Walk me through your journey kind of with that pitch, when you really got effective with it, because even at the start of the season we noticed that pitch is an outlier for sure.
Yeah, so usually I hadn't thrown that pitch at all until probably mid-May. I walked up to our pitching coach, Mike O, and Miney was here, one of our coordinators, and I was like, I think I need to add another pitch because my curveball is really not working and my slider's been inconsistent, so I want to try this out. And then I threw it in the catch play for probably a couple days, and I got off the mound with it, and then I threw it in the game the next week, and I've just been trying to work it in, and I finally got comfortable with my release point and that stuff, and it's just it's clicked for me. So I'm very thankful that I decided to go try that pitch out, and it started working for me.
Knocking on the door of August here, it's to the point in the year where things can feel a little bit long. What do you do to kind of get away and hit the mental reset button away from the field?
So me and Flo and Cade, we love to fish. We definitely hit up ponds. Shout out to Luke Ahrens and his parents, our clubby. They let us come out to their house and fish. And we have a few other spots in Peoria that we'll go to. We got this new octopus lure. That's what we've been trying out.
Sure.
And, yeah, it's been a – that's how we reset. We have fun. I mean, yeah, fishing is definitely the way to reset for me.
Is that something that you've done your whole life, fish?
Yeah, I've been fishing since I was a kid. Like, I grew up on a farm, so nice. My granddad had ponds on the farm, and then as I got older, some of my buddies had boats, so we started going catfishing, and I'm a huge catfisher. I love to go bass fishing at the lake, in the pond. Just that's where I'll be at as soon as baseball season ends, be around water. So I've been doing that for my entire life. So
growing up on a farm, do you think the work ethic that was instilled in you has kind of helped you as a pro athlete?
Yeah, of course. Like, I remember I've got up hay with my grandpa, like working fences. He's had cows. Shoot, that's all we did growing up. My granddad would be raking hay and baling hay. I'll be driving the truck around, and he'd be putting it on the trailer, and I'd be driving around the fields, and we'd go fix fences and feed the cows and you name it, cut grass. We've done everything you can think of, so.
That's awesome. Well, Christian, appreciate the time and continued success.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.